couple of practical ways to enhance the Seder for kids from a fun perspective. So obviously, we want to make sure that we're teaching the Yesodos. We have to have conversations with them, age-appropriate conversations about Emunah, which is the course, of course, the goal of the Seder, and how that Emunah relates to Emunah in ourselves, Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Emunah in difficult times, questions, all the themes. We got to get to the themes. But of course, the Seder is the Emunah of creating an experience. So there are lots of things that we can do to create an experience. So I'll give you one Ma'ar Makom. I have not finished this book, but somebody gave it to me as a gift this year. It is super kedai to read when you want to think about making the Seder. It's called Why We Gather by Priya Parker. Priya Parker, a book about gatherings. And what we learn in this book, which is a magnificent, thoughtful work. She was also interviewed in On Being. And it's all about rethinking how we gather and realizing that gatherings, whether it's a first grade birthday party for your kid or going to a shul or a funeral, those are powerful experiences, and that when you thoughtfully curate them, they are much more impactful. So this book is chock full of suggestions, and the first yisod is be prepared. And so already right now we're being mekayim, this din of being thoughtful, think in advance, control your space to the extent that you can. Know where your Seder is going to be. Where is your table going to be? Who's going to be sitting next to you? Be strategic about which kid sits where. And once you have that space, you can then relate to them in different ways. You might want to have one of your kids right here so that you can give them little things to do while another kid, you're engaging them in a different way. But if that kid who you really want over here, it ends up over there, it's going to be a problem. Now, you can't always control the space to your fullest extent that you want, but on some level, that's the first thing you want to think about, like knowing what your space is going to be like. That's number one. Number two, you can choreograph the evening and create an environment. So maybe you come in a costume. Maybe you get dressed up in the middle. Maybe you have postcards, placards, like signs, posters. Welcome to Egypt, goodbye from Egypt, you know, bon voyage, something to create. So there's a friend of mine, Rabbi John Green. So over the years, I've shared some of his stuff. Now he has a website. It's called PesachShtick.com. He's got all the banners. You print them out. Just print them out and you put them up. It adds to the environment. You can do place cards, invitations. Welcome to our journey out of Egypt. And you put it on everybody's plate. You can prep the room and the environment to add to the experience. That's in advance. We also need to think about how to personalize the Seder. Because, of course, the idea of Emunah, it's Hotzianu, it's Elokeinu and Elokei Avoseinu, but it's got to be ours. So one thing that we did one year is that I printed out, and I'm not going to share this because this is you can figure out your one on your own, is your own personal Dayenu. For those who merit to have a wife, who have that family structure, it could be about your wife, it could be about somebody else in your family. But the way that I structured it was about Nechama, and I gave one to each of the kids. Obviously, it was a surprise. And they each read it. If Hashem had given us a mommy who gave birth to five children, Dayenu, didn't support our family, shop for clothing, make special dessert for each child. Think in advance and realize what are the gifts that these children have received from the Ribbono Shel Olam that are particular to them. What are the ways that we can personalize the Seder for them? Another similar type of thing, not Dayenu, but similar, is creating a Masorah chart, which I've done over the years, and I'll send out the template again. We did that one year, where you start all the way with Moshe Rabbeinu, you go down through the Gaonim, all the way down through your own teachers, till the name of that child, every kid. And one year I got fancy, and I put the name of each kid, and a different grandfather of either mine or Nechama's, who has a slightly different masorah. So let's say my father's father, when he was a young man, he was an immigrant to America. His parents were totally European. And so he forged his parents' signatures. He was a Mizrahi boy already from Europe. And he and his friends, after farming for a period of time in New Jersey, practicing, he forged his parents' signatures and got papers to go by boat to Palestine in 1934. And before the boat left, he went and told his parents in Yiddish, "I'm actually going for a year to work the land." And he spent the Pesach Seder that year at Rav Kook's table in 1934. Rav Kook died in 1935. So I made a little Seder chart, the Masorah chart, for one of the kids with their name on it, going back from me to my father, to his father, to Rav Kook. But Nechama's grandfather was a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Hyman in Torah Vadas, which is a little different. So like, you can even make it a little more nuanced based on your family. Maybe one side is Sephardic, one side is Ashkenaz. But making the experience of the Seder particular to your child, they should have a Seder thing that has their name on it. Put their picture on it. I'll tell you, FedEx Kinko's moved. They're no longer on one side of Taboon. They're on the other side of Taboon. They should be your friend before Pesach. Another way to personalize it is to create incentives that are also personal to them. So one year I did these. These were medallions. So you could accrue different color medallions, because these were people that I wanted our kids to get to know. So if you answered or asked five questions, you got the orange medallion. This is Nechama's grandfather, Rabbi Gross, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was a major mashpia. This was the Rebbe of our shtibel growing up, Rabbi Amram Taub, the Brida Rav, who came to America. And I wanted my kids to know who that is. So if you answer the next five questions, then you got this. And that's going to be the next level, because obviously gamifying is a very important thing. My father-in-law was a student of his, the rabbi of his shul in Toronto was Rav Rabinovich, who passed away as the Rosh Hashiva. So like, I wanted these people to become part of their story. You want the story of the Seder to be Hotzianu, not just Hotzias Avosenu. The kids have to have their own particular connection, and that's going to be the same thing for how you deal with incentives. So you can make Seder shekels. One year it was different Talmidei Chachamim. So this was one year. So again, you just make it on word, pesos. So this was the one Seder shekel was from Moshe Feinstein. You can pass these around. Everybody can keep these. That was on the one. On the twos was the $2 bills, which are rare, obviously. It was for Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The tens were Rav Soloveitchik. The 20s was the Pia Setzner. But then I wanted one year to teach the kids more on the level of Masorah of their family members. So I did Pesach Pesos, which you have to calculate them differently in terms of the actual conversion. So the 200 pesos... Right, so the 200 pesos was my grandmother, who they knew as a small children. And then the 20 pesos were Nechama's grandfather. This is a picture that I had gotten from my grandmother's house, who my kids knew in the 1940s, when she was a beautiful young woman. I don't even know if she was married at this time. My grandmother, Esther Koval, Aleha Shalom. So my kids knew her as an older woman, but I was able to get this picture. So 50 Pesach pesos, you got that. This was Rabbi Polkovitz, who they knew as an old man, but this was a picture of him in the 1950s. So ways of just thinking ahead, it doesn't take a ton of time, but if you have the idea, you have the framework, you know your own people, your own stories that you can fill in. So it could be Seder shekels, it could be Pesach pesos, it could be anything. And then there are the incentives that are more general, but that the kids will care about. So one thing that you can make, these are raffle tickets. So you can make raffle tickets for a year. These are old ones. But last year, I made different raffle tickets. I could send them out to you. There's a great website called Canva. Canva, you can design tons of things, including raffle tickets. So you can raffle off prizes, or one of the great ways to do this, we did last year, and it was the envy of all of my nieces and nephews, so I may need to make them, is I made pre-made tickets with each kid's name on it. And it shows that you thought about them, you planned for them. It's not so complicated. You just change the name. I'm the least technologically savvy person in this room. And if I can figure this out with Microsoft Word, you could probably figure it out too. So on Canva, you make the ticket. It says, leaving Egypt, 5784, and you put the name. This name, and you put the Hebrew name or the English name, Lucy or, Adir, whoever it is, and you print a bunch of sheets of tickets with their name on it. Not generic. These were just generic. Those had their name on it. Then, of course, you have to up your game all the time. So you print some of them regular paper. Some of them you print like salmon-colored paper. And you cut them at Kinko's. It doesn't cost a lot of money. You slice them. You print it. And then at the Seder, you have a stack of these tickets, these raffle tickets the with every kid's name on it. Then they get given out. And they're randomly given out. You get if every time you ask a question or you answer a question, you get a ticket, and this ticket goes to you because it has your name on it. Then you bring out five bowls when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, and you have a Chinese auction. It was unbelievable. We invited Nechama's 93-year-old grandmother to come pick the prizes from the Chinese auction, which, Baruch Hashem, you can do at a very cost-effective method that can be very meaningful. So let's say one of the prizes might be one night of no bedtime. So one of the kids saved it up for the Super Bowl that he didn't have to go to sleep. He could stay up as late as he wanted. Another one had one night, no homework. Another one, a pizza party for four friends. It's not so expensive. The only one that I did last year that I'm going to have to tweak was a lot more costly than I thought. Was a 3-minute shopping spree at the dollar store. Which,
unlimited?
3 minutes.
That's a long time.
3 minutes. Aryeh Brand cleaned out $250 worth of Mike and Ike's. And because he did point out that I assumed that it would include the checkout, but he's like, well, that's a variable time, so it's not really fair. So it had to be 3 minutes from the time he went in the store until he got to the checkout. He filled the entire, it cost me $250.
So,
exactly. So now I learned that's going to have
a limit.
That's going to have a dollar limit. But like, think of all the fun things you could do for your kids that don't cost any money, but they'll be like, that's a big thing. And because of the Chinese auction, so then they get all their prizes and they put it in the bucket. So one bucket was like $10 to Dunkin' for breakfast. But here's the chop within the chop, obviously, is that if the winning ticket was a regular color white ticket, you get the prize. If it's the salmon color ticket, you get double the prize.
I think it was 6 minutes.
So it was like, thank God. So it was like, you add a whole nother level of just like fun and excitement. It's not, there's no mitzvah daraisa, and I'm sure this is not like, by the Chazon Ish, they weren't doing this, but I think it adds a lot of fun for the kids, and a lot of excitement. And I think one of the things that's important is not just asking them questions, but giving them the opportunity to ask questions, because it's about Kadesh Yishalu. So I made these 1 year. This was last year. I wanted them to have the opportunity that every time they wanted to ask a question, they could signal that they wanted to ask a question. So I designed this Y little thing. I stapled it on both sides. I cut the popsicle stick and I stuck it in the thing. So everybody got one. So anytime you wanted to, you stop the Seder. You have your little red stop sign. I want to understand why. Because again, we want to encourage our kids to ask why. One of the biggest challenges is that people don't, they feel that they don't feel heard. They don't get the opportunity to ask why. At the Seder, Manish Dana Alai Lazeh, the whole Indian of asking why. So anytime, just by picking it up and asking a question, you instantly got, one night it was Pesach Pesos, the next night was...
I say, that encourages people just to put up the thing.
Yes. That's the whole point of the Seder, no?
It'd be a long night.
That's okay. Where am I rushing? Where am I going? So you look how much it doesn't take much. You just print it out, you staple it, you buy a little popsicle stick, and you stick it in there, and then every kid gets one. And now they're mamish physically empowered to put up the stop sign in the Seder and say, I have a question. Some are going to do different games. So one thing you might do is, especially for younger kids, that you need to occupy them at some point while you're dealing with some of the older kids, so you could send them on a scavenger hunt. So you might want to do a scavenger hunt of, let's say, you put out a few years, I did this for the younger kids. I needed just to get them to do something. Like they were distracting. They don't need 4 hours of Shtickl Torah. They're little kids. So I put out a scavenger hunt for them with pictures of every step of Chad Gadya. So one's looking for the goat, and the next one's looking, oh, they found the Malach HaMavis, they found this one, that one. So it's just a way to, again, in the time of the Rambam, you gave them snacks, so why can't they go on a scavenger hunt? It's also fun. And you make it tied into the Seder, maybe it's going to be the steps or something like that. You could also make, 1 year, we did Seder Connect 4. Or you could do Seder Bingo. These are little types of games that the kids can do, especially the younger kids, that they can be engaged in some way of the Seder. It's age appropriate while you might be dealing with some of the older kids, because you want to sometimes divide and conquer so that you have different ways. 1 year, people did headbands. We have these. These are old classics. But I think one of the most important ways, and we'll end with this. Oh, no, before that, this is new for this year. This is the Seder code names. I can send this out. So made the code names. Who are the codes I came up with? And again, you can adjust them. I have Nirtza, Beis HaMikdash, Maxwell House, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Kittel, Hillel. So you can make your own. It doesn't take much. You take a cardboard piece of paper and you slice it up. So if anybody wants, I have an extra set. You can take it. But think of these games. But I think one of the most important things and a way to do this, especially for the older kids, if you can, if it's within your purview, is to take turns reading and to move it quickly. So one of the things that we'll do is I'll constantly be giving out Seder Shekels or Pesach Pesos or whatever it is for everyone who's participating. And we're all following in the Haggadah, and I'll just say a name. So I'll say, Chaim, you're next. So Chaim will start reading, and then he'll say, Kemoshen Emar, so that everybody is paying attention, and they're all getting incentivized as they go along. Anybody who's singing, anybody who's participating, there's no limit, there's no reason why we can't enhance and increase the incentives. So if you can incentivize actual engagement, so let's say you have a Seder where you can have somebody say it in Hebrew and somebody else say it in English, and go back and forth, especially for sections that are different in their texture, like Aramid Ovidavi, where one part is Torah Shebaal Peh and the other part is Torah Shebichsav. One is in bold and one is not in bold. So you could say, Eva, Torah Shebichsav, what's the bold part? Read the two words in the bold. And then you'll say, Adir, what does it say in English? Like, you can get everybody involved by empowering them. So as opposed to just leading the Seder and saying it to everyone, by encouraging people and taking turns, you can move the energy around. And I would say the Ikar is just the planning. The more that you plan, the more opportunity you have to make it an amazing experience for your kids and for yourself. And the Baal Shem should give us the schus that we should infuse ourselves, the viadatim, each one of us should feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that emunah, and pass it on to the future generations to see the B'yas Mashiach b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.